on Rasasana and Yoni Rasasana from Rabbi Philip Petterberger, the Talmud of Yisrael Salanter, very famous Baal Musar, and the Sefer is called Koch Ve'or. It's printed together with Or Yisrael Yisrael Salanter in Maimer Dalet. The Gemara famously tells us Pshat in the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah that describes the din of Rosh Hashanah. The Mishnah says that Rosh Hashanah Kolboy Olam Ovin Fanav Kivnei Maron. We have that in the Piyud of the Mishnah Tokef. Shenema Yotze Yachad Libam Hamevin Okol Maaseihem. So what does it mean, Kivnei Maron? All of the individuals of the world pass before Hashem Kivnei Maron. It's an unusual expression, Kivnei Maron. The Gemara has three pshatim. The Gemara says in Daf Yud Ches, one pshat, Kivnei Imrina. Rashi explains that means that they used to do Maisa Behema, and the tenth one was always marked as Kodesh Hashem. So the sheep would go out of the pen one by one. It was a small little opening. They couldn't all go out at once, so it was the idea of they were lined up one by one. That's the mashal of Maron, Milashat Imrina, which means sheep. Another pshat the Gemara brings, Kemalas Beis Maron. Rashi explains that there was a particular steep road, a path, and two people couldn't go together. It would be single file because it was very treacherous, and they had to be careful on either side how to walk. And therefore, it's again single file. That's the notion of Maron, like this particular place, Malos Beis Maron, that we're familiar with. And the third pshat the Gemara brings, Kechayolos Shel Beis David, like the soldiers of David's army. Rashi explains that there too, they'd be lining up as individuals, and Maron is Milashin Maros Va'adnus. They would count them when they're going out to Milchama one by one, each soldier that would be part of for the battle. And the obvious question is, like, the Mishnah's point is the same seemingly for all three Pshatim, that the din of Rosh Hashanah is an individual din. Every individual is judged for themselves. So why does the Mishnah have to speak in such a strange way? And then we have to give three different explanations of what the expression means. There must be something more about each of these expressions to suggest a unique perspective on the din of Rosh Hashanah. One pshat, the name Maron, like the sheep, that we talked about going out from Maisa Behema through the little opening, the pen, the pshat of Beis Maron, Malas Beis Maron, the steep area that they had to walk through single file, or the Chayolos Shel Beis David. So there are many pirushim. Maybe we'll share one now, maybe we'll have another opportunity to share other ways to learn pshat. What I'm telling now is from Itzela Petterberger, the Talmud of Yisrael Salanter, again, in the Sefer Koch Ve'or. He says a very beautiful thing with a tremendous Musar Haskil. So he brings a Gemara on the Ches earlier that the din of Rosh Hashanah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's system is patterned after the din that you find in the world at large. Machusa de Rekia came Machusa de Ara. It's a day that's miyuchad for a din. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of course, knows everything and knows the future and knows what's going to be. But Hashem sets up a system where the judgment follows a certain protocol. The Gemara talks about different aspects of the din because, again, the system is a system that's set up in place. So the Gemara has on Daf Ches on the days the following comment that Melech v'tzibor Melech nichnas tchilo l'din. Shenemar, the Gemara brings a pasuk Mishpat Abdo Mishpat Amo, that the Melech comes first. Why? So first Gemara says one reason is Rav Orach Ara L'meka Malke Ebroi. The Melech shouldn't be waiting outside. The second reason, Ibar Yisema Mikami D'Leifur Shcharon Af. Before the wrath of the Midas Adin gets too strong, and therefore going earlier gives you a better chance to be able to survive the scathing Midas Adin, because as time goes on, the intensity of the din increases. So Rashi explains over there that the idea is that there's a tzibur that has many averos, and if you have the king waiting, then he's going to have to face the wrath of the Midas Adin, of the cumulative effect of all the averos of the tzibur. But getting the melech in first means that he's going to be judged with less of a Midas Adin because it's earlier on, and that's the inyan of coming earlier. So brings that Gemara. And he points out that the idea is, again, that there's a schus, and there's something to be said for coming early. So what exactly determines who should go first? In what sense does a person's din have that special priority that they can get judged earlier, and the din is therefore a weaker din because it's nikami de lefesh charonaf? These are the three ways that this can be. One is if a person has many schusim, and because of that, they have a certain strength to be able to get that earlier favorite spot to get judged early. Because the cumulative effect of this schusim, so it gives them that merit. Sometimes it's not that, but it's a particular schus that a person has, even if technically their balance sheet is not necessarily skewed in their favor, but there's a particular inyan, a particular schus that stands out, and the zocha that way. And then the third idea is, we don't really know, because Baruch Hu has his cheshbonos, he's the melech, he decides, and for whatever reason, the person gets priority. So he says, how does that translate here in the Mishalim, and how does it translate to our avodah for Rosh Hashanah? So the first mashal is the sheep that are coming out of the pen. So which one of the sheep is going to get out first? Usually, if they're all there, so the one that's the strongest is going to push forward and get out first. That's the mashal for the inyan that a person who has more schusim, and he brings mitgemaris to the effect that a person has a great schusim, they are the strongest coming into Rosh Hashanah, and the mela, they'll get this special treatment of coming first. Then you have the other mashal, the mashal of steep road where dangerous to walk more than single file. So who's going to be first? The answer is whoever gets there first. Whoever gets there first, though, that's their spot. They just reserve their spot, and that's where they are. That translates into, and this is one that he spends the most time explaining, that the more that there's a hachana for Rosh Hashanah versus Magdim, here we are a week into Elul, and you start thinking about what's coming in a few weeks, so that gives you already that priority, that sense of when Rosh Hashanah comes, you're already holding, you're already there. I'll read soon from the Lashona, so how he expresses this. And then the third idea is Chayolos Devois David, Moshe Marus, Maron. That means just like the Melech sets up who's going to be where in the formation of the soldiers, Kadosh Baruch Hu makes that determination, and it's really not for us to figure out why. And then he elaborates, the one that's most relevant for us of these three Mishalim is the middle one. Is the Malos Beis Maron, which is the idea whoever just finds their way first to reserve their spot is going to be first. And that translates, as we said, into the inyan of Hachana. Yakdim Atzmo, get there first. Yakdim Lasus Hachana Ba'od Moed. Hachana Zos, what's the Hachana who comes to Rosh Hashanah? Masha Adam Magdim es Atzmo Lidog Yomim Rabim Ufnei B'Yom Adin. Some people, already a few days before Rosh Hashanah, Yemei Aslichis, that's when they begin to think about Rosh Hashanah. Some people don't even do it then, they're waiting till Mamish, they're walking into Shul. But really, it's a few weeks ahead. Yerach Levavo V'yechna Rich Rucho L'hachnis B'kir Bo Pachad B'chedas Adin V'las Es Rosen Roshan B'nafsho, the davening should be different. The learning should be different. The chesed should be different. There's a sense of there's something coming. And the more that there is that priming of oneself, that is ma'or rachamim, mimko harachamim, la'atos dino. Masha'enkein, if a person is nesiach das, b'chol ha'chodesh, and doesn't take their own sense of, to heart, of what's happening, so that doesn't bode well in terms of coming Rosh Hashanah. Hu masha'amru chazal, the famous kibnei maron, kimalas beis maron. The minika olam, as we said, the mokam sheis asfu hamon adam hamon rav kulam rosh echad yifnu hasig matarasam. So then kol echad rotzel maher hasig. We're gonna get there first. You get online first. Chenu biyom hadin hanora. Boy olam in front of yisparach zeh chazeh. Komish zochel lava rishon who gave him mitzvah. And therefore, that's his musar haskel for all of us. Hanogia yoser lemaisa, hu hachalukohem sa'it. That he says should be the second shot of Ne Maron, Kimalis Beis Maron, Kemoshin is Bayer, Mishim Magdim, Atzmo, Lobo, Yom Hadin, Lahochin, Esatzmo, Likras Hadin, Kain Yavro, Lefana, Biyom Hadin, Rishon, Rishon. And again, what all that brings with it is a person's Hagasha, feeling, not, you know, there's a certain tendency when a person knows that there's something that is a little bit anxiety-provoking coming up. So one psychological defense mechanism is to sort of, you know, put it in denial, sweep it under the rug, try to imagine that's really the middle of the summer or it's the middle of the winter or whatever. Oh, okay, shana, it's like an afterthought. And what you see here is the opposite, to the contrary. The more that a person is not Masiach Das, the more a person recognizes one more day closer to Rosh Hashanah, yes, it's not easy, it's intense, but there's a Cheshbon HaNefesh that we should be doing, and we'll do the best we could, and there should be a sense of year, as we say, together with an Ava, but all of that, that we can allow ourselves to be, keep this in the front of our consciousness, not to just imagine sort of in the back of our minds. That itself becomes, according to Yusuf Lush and Yusuf Hetterberger, the schluss itself for the Yom HaDin when it comes.